Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Welcome to day 5 of 90 Day Challenge to Grow a Podcast Business, helping podcasters be more consistent. And the goal is to make $100,000 within the next 90 days. And this is day number 5. We're getting started. We're launching it. We're going and building off of day 1 all the way up to day 5. And the reason why we're building from day 1 all the way up to day 5 is because we already have a process, or we're building the process to continue the steps, to continue the outreach, and continue reaching out to different customers. So my goal today is to reach out to a lot of customers, And what's going to happen is that I'll be able to connect with so many different customers faster. And that is my goal. That is what we are focusing on. That's what we are going to do today. And so what I'm going to do, for some reason, Instagram is not working. So I'm going to go live on Instagram on my phone. And I'm going to see if it's a difference. There we go. Yeah. Okay. Come on in. We live. Hold on. Let me try to pin a post. Day 5. 90 day challenge to grow a podcast business, making $100,000 in 90 days. There we go. Seeing, I think I can pin it. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Okay, we diving deep. So for some reason, my phone isn't working, or Instagram isn't working on the computer, but I got my phone right here. So for Instagram, for every other place that I'm going live in, we're going deep with today. We're going deep with the topic. We're going to pick back up from day 1. From day 4 and build upon it. And so yesterday we was working on finishing the funnel and putting things together so that way when I start running paid advertising and start marketing even more, people can go to the podcast webinar, and then once they sign up for the webinar, they'll be able to get more resources, more information, and so on and so forth. And so the goal is to finish that today. But as you know, at the start of the day, the start of the challenge, we got 30 minutes to post 5 different videos for today. And we're going to do it. We just started, and now we're about to get to it. So we're about to go ahead and post 5 different videos for today. We posting 5 videos for today, and to do that, we already have 1 video, so we already have to have 4 videos that we do have to post. There we go, computer, add post. Device, there we go. Day 4 update. Let me share my screen. There we go. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to share what I'm doing. So right now I'm uploading one video for today, and I have four more to upload. Podcast business making $100,000 in 90 days. So what I forgot to mention as well is that my mama was the first one to donate $150 towards the challenge. And when she donated, I'm like, I appreciate it, man, I appreciate it, Gary. And it's more so what I'm learning is that you have to show up every single day and do what you are looking to do, and eventually it will start working out. Not overnight, but it will work out in a way where you will be able to be more positioned differently. So that's what today's gonna be about, is positioning yourself differently, and that's what we're gonna show. That's what we're gonna demonstrate. So, hey, for update. My computer. Oh, hold on. I might not even need to do that. One phone over here is live. Somebody just called me Unk. God dog. That is hilarious. Somebody just called me. It's so funny because I was talking to a recruiter, and my mentee, he's trying to get in the service. I'm not a recruiter, I'm just going to talk to a recruiter with him and so on and so forth. And as we was talking, for some reason we got on the topic. He was like, man, you know how you go play basketball with young people and then they call you up? I'm like, Unk? I ain't never got called that. I just got called Unk. What it do, Unk? That's crazy. But, you know, then you got to have some type of humor in what you're doing. So we're going to get back to it. And what I'm going to do, instead of me creating a different topic, what I'm going to do is I'm going to screenshot it. I'm just going to screenshot it, and that's going to save time a lot faster. It's going to save a lot of time a lot sooner. There we go. Hold on. There we go. Dang. Copy. No, why it's not doing it. Hold on. So what I'm doing right now, for those who just joined, welcome. I'm thinking of a community name, but I'm not sure what the community will be called. And I'm thinking about Fick Nation, Fick World, Fick Community. What do you think? What are your thoughts? What do you like more of? You like Fick Community, you like Fick World, or you like Fick Nation? Let me know in the comments. Which one sound like a family, like you about to join a family? Because that's essentially what I want to build. I want to build a family, a community around thriving entrepreneurs, or entrepreneurs that want to get into it, or thriving podcasters who want to learn more about business. And that's what we're going to focus on. Update. I gotta type it out. I want y'all to type it. But I guess I gotta type it now. From streaming. Stop me from streaming. I clear some space. There we go. Clear some space. Hopefully. wood to clear. Need some space. Okay, there we go. So I'm posting post number one. There we go. All right, so I just posted post number one. Now I gotta post three more different posts. Oh, I'm sorry, four more different posts, and I got 22 different minutes. 22 different minutes. I got 22 minutes. Okay. There we go. Oh, I got the day five one. No, I'm gonna, I got the day five. I need to go ahead and post the day five one. Nah, let me make the one. Dang. Oh, I did it on that phone. And now. Okay.
Welcome to day five.
There we go.
Welcome to day five. 90-day challenge to grow podcast business. Making $100,000 within the next 90 days. And today we are focusing on building off from day one, day two, day three, day four, and today's day five. And what we're going to build upon is that we're going to actually start running ads. And we're going to actually start
New Girl Podcast Business. In 90 days. There we go. Settings, okay. Post number two is getting posted. Go. Goal is to reach out to more customers. To more podcasters. Okay, there we go. Copy. Say post without a watermark. While that one's uploading, I'm gonna go to. Boom. I'm gonna go post a video.
Today is the 27th, and I submitted 6 different videos and a total of 53
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. There we go. All right, I'm posting this second video for today. My device. There we go. All right, there we go. Post. This one's gonna be 4:30. All right, post number two scheduled. Deal. Oh yeah, not yet. Okay, let's try this again. Post number two is scheduled. Clip layout. Okay, there we go.
This is really great, really phenomenal. Let me come back to the camera while I go to my clip funnels, and now we're about to start working on the funnels.
Let me see. There we go. Download. And we'll post number three. And I got 15 minutes left. 15 minutes left. I was just uploading. Why this uploading? Side note, so yesterday, or today, in fact, today is Saturday, May 31st of 2025, and it's day number five. Excuse me. And today, I was going to go to this course, or this production course, where I was going to learn more about production, the audio, and just learn how to, you know, make the video and production sound a lot better. As I'm doing this challenge, I have to say no to a lot of opportunities, a lot of things that's going to necessarily pull my time away. It's going to help me. It's going to force me to lose focus because I'm trying to learn something new, trying to start from the bottom, and really discover the new information. There's nothing wrong with that. On the contrary, there's everything wrong with that. The reason why I say the first that is nothing wrong with that is because it's okay to learn new information. It's okay to gain new knowledge and new understanding of things. That is absolutely okay. What makes it not okay to learn something new is when you're constantly doing and starting over from the bottom. You always have to start with the basics, and the basics go from base to intermediary or the next level, and it goes to different phases. Whereas if I'm focusing on a 90-day challenge, I need to focus on a 90-day challenge and say no to things, no to opportunities, no to time-consuming opportunities. It's going to pull me away from what I need to do and what I know I need to do. Because one thing that it was so hard for me was to say no to opportunities. As I'm focusing, as I'm narrowing down my focus, I have to start saying no to a lot of things. Because I know a lot of things are going to pull my time away from what I need to do on a consistent basis. And so that's why it's so important to really identify what you need to prioritize and start prioritizing on a daily basis. Because no one is going to prioritize it. No one is going to make it more important. No one is going to understand that you have something that you are currently working on. And that was a great lesson that I've learned. And man, it is paying off now because I can finish what I already know I needed to do. Like, I know I need to do a couple things. I know I need to finish things. I know I need to go live. I know I needed to go start streaming. Because just because it's day five doesn't mean day six can't have results based off day five. So everything builds on top of one another. Day five builds on top of day one. Day 10 is going to build off of day five. And day 20 is going to build off day 10. So there's a process behind everything that you're doing. And you have to find a way to prioritize your focus, because your focus can't be spread too thin, especially when you're in the beginning phase. Or I can't spread my focus too thin because I'm also in the beginning phase and by myself. So that is a great lesson that I learned. I just wanted to share that while the video was uploaded. Now it's uploaded. And I'll post it like that. Now you're ready to elevate yourself in consistency. I like that. Consistency is key. Okay, consistency is key. Ahead of time, your content reaches an audience at the right moment. There we go. I like that. Right moment. There we go. Podcast challenge. Oh man. That's crazy. Alright, so this one is going out to be posted. This one is posted for today. The post having, no. I did the wrong thing, the wrong time. There we go. Now I gotta go in and change that. 10 minutes. It's in the queue next. Oh man, dang, I'm trying to post that. Dang, I think it just got posted. I want y'all to post it like that. Dang. Oh, yep, it already got posted. That's cool. Dang. Nah. Okay, well, I think it already got posted. See. Okay, I got 10 minutes.
He said, minus my income.
$1.7 billion. All I saw was you. So day one is essentially just showing the importance of setting everything up in place before.
Let me see. Let me come back. Day two. I need a short one.
The whole point of you sharing the iPhone, that picture of the iPhone, is that you have to start with what you have.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
The whole point of you sharing the iPhone, that picture of the iPhone, is that you have to that you have to start with what you have. When you are starting with what you have, you are able to grow.
There we go. Feel. There we go. Okay.
Become more than you ever imagined because you're positioning yourself different. You don't need all the tools. You don't need all the equipment. You don't even need all the money. You just need to start with what you have, and over time you get better. You will improve and you will develop even more.
There we go. Save. 7 minutes. Seven minutes. Okay, we're gonna go there and we're gonna upload it right now. Start with what you have. I got 6 minutes. Start with what you have. You already have. What are you starting today? There we go. Yeah. Let's ask. Calendar. I think that's post number 3.
So if you're looking to get into podcast, I'm about to update this. I'm going to show. So if you're looking to get into podcast and looking to grow and develop your platform, let me know. Shoot out to me. Shoot me a message. I look forward to working with you. Look forward to speaking with you. Look forward. Why is that important? Because the more you focus.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. The more you focus. It's crazy. You literally have to focus a lot. There we go.
The more people are learn more about what you have going on.
There we go. Save. Okay, okay, okay. We about to start making calls as soon as I get done posting this last video.
Nonprofit where they teach entrepreneurs how to launch their business, grow their business, and be more clear on who they would like to serve. Diane from Ashes On, the more you focus.
There we go. Content library. Alright, so what I'm about to do, I'm about to start promoting, and we're about to get into it. We're about to get into today. Posted the videos for today. There we go. Journey, how did it go? Maintain clarity can make a difference. Maintain clarity and focus. Oh, whoa. You can make a difference in the world. Thanks for taking. Okay, there we go. Clarity. Your focus is important for success in a world full of distractions. There we go. There we go. Alright, so now I'm done. Posted with a minute and 15 left. Let's go. Let's go. Okay, okay, okay. All right, so now what we're about to do, just to give her an extra recap. So what we're about to do now at this moment is about to start reaching out to different customers, reaching out to different people, so that way we can not only start reaching out and communicating to customers, but we can actually document the process. So that's what we're about to do. We're about to document the process. We are documenting the process. You have to document your process. You have to. And so this is what the funnel looks like now. It is updated. It is updating. But I don't want to wait until it's fully done, until it's fully completed, until I finish it. I want to start putting ads, putting money towards this, so that way people can start coming in. They can start seeing what we do, how we can help them. And I want to make sure that they have the information that they need in order for them to get to the next step. And so, excuse me. This right here looks good so far. I'm going to update the next page, but I'm not going to do it right now. What I am going to do is I'm going to set up the Facebook advertising. I'm about to start promoting, start marketing to that, just this specific funnel. And I want to start bringing customers in. And I want to really promote. Hold on. I want to really promote. Hold on. Okay, so what we're about to do, we're going to set up some Facebook advertising so that way I can put money into to this website, to this funnel, and start bringing in more customers. I'm going to start bringing in more customers. I do not want to wait until my first challenge on the 90-day challenge to make $100,000. I want to wait too late to start bringing people in. I want to start bringing people in now and then update as I'm going. That's the most important thing there is. Start getting customers now. And I want to start getting customers now. I can only do that by one, reaching out to customers and marketing, putting myself out there, and two, communicating with people. I'm going to be communicating with people. That's the goal. That's the desire. That's the desire, and this was going to take place. So let me Facebook Business Suite. Okay, here we go. Go to Ads Manager. And side note, the reason why I'm about to focus on paid advertising is because I'm able to reach a lot of people a lot faster. And this will help me get more customers a lot faster. A lot sooner than waiting 90 days to. And I've done it before. Okay. So I need to add fun. Okay. Oh, I'm on the wrong one. That's why I can't find it. There we go. All right, so. Okay. So I'm putting $300 into. I think it does work. Okay. Make sure. Hold on. Okay. There we go. Yep. So I'm putting $300 into advertising. Just to make sure. Oh, I need to change and update that. Yeah, I need to change and update that. Hold on. There we go. Okay. I need to change and update that. Okay. So what I'm doing now, I'm just adding funds to Facebook advertising so I can run ads to it and start getting customers. Start getting customers to say, hey, I want this product. I want to see how to be consistent with podcasting, and we're going to go from there. Okay. There we go. No, no, no. Hold on. No. What? Not $1,000. There we go. $300. Oh, I gotta change. Dang. Gotta do it again. Oh, there we go. Okay, there we go. So, got this set up, and now I'm about to. Hold on. I wanna show it. But before I do show it, make sure I got the right one, right screen to show. Okay. There we go. I think I got it now. Oh dang. There we go. Yes, there we go. So this is how much I put in. I got $300 in there. It's not a big budget, but it is a budget that I'm starting with. It is my budget, and you don't have to have a big budget to start running ads, but you can start running ads and over time essentially make it back. So this challenge is gonna show exactly how to make it back. But before you make it back, you have to be willing to invest in your business, in yourself. And the outcomes will eventually will start to come. But before they come, you have to be willing to be patient. And so, I just put $300 in it. And, oh man, God, dog. I got to update the ad creators. God, dog, man. Let me see. That's to launch the podcast. God, dog, I forgot all about that. All right, that's cool. So what we're going to do, we're going to ChatGPT, and we're going to create ads for what we are trying to do. Walk through how to use chicken. Nope, nope, nope. Better yet, let's see. Okay. Cut out. There we go. Creatives split. Okay. Prevent. Okay. Nope, don't need that. God, dog, I forgot all about that. Okay. This is what I'm going to do. I forgot all about that. God, dog. Dang, I forgot all about that. 12. Okay. Let's see. Dang, I forgot all about that. New project? Nope, not a new project. New chat. Okay, for God, dog. Mm-hmm. The panic can use one to be created. Okay. As a matter of fact, yeah. Let's do it like this. Alright, so this is the board. Dang, I forgot all about this. So what I'm doing right now, I'm creating Facebook creatives or Facebook images to promote and advertise on Facebook. So that way I can get more people to see what I'm doing, what I have to offer. But I forgot to create the pictures. I forgot to create the images. And so I thought I was already done and ready for it. And excuse me, I just forgot all about it. Okay. Dang. I thought I had it ready and ready to go. Dang. I was about to be. I was about to go crazy with it. So this part right here, this is the part that takes a lot of time. Okay. Let's take a system. You don't need more. You need a system. It's cool. Okay, this is the mock-up that was created. This is a image that was created. Struggling to stay consistent with your podcast. You don't need more motivation. You need a system. Join our free webinar and learn how to publish weekly without burnout. And so, okay, so I can't. God, dog. Dang. Elements. Ads. Facebook ads. Okay, so now I'm on Canva. I'm about to create, see if I can create different ads, but I'm gonna see. Oh, there we go. Dang. Templates, Facebook ads. Okay, I think I got it, but I'm not for sure. Because it don't look like the one for Facebook ads. Promo. There we go. God, dog, I gotta create the whatchamacallit. Okay. All styles. Check out the way. Ooh. Image. Describe the image on your mind. A podcast background that shows. This as a beginning point. There we go. Okay. Let me see. Create an image. Beautiful sunrise. So okay. Oh, there we go. God, dog. Okay, I think I got it now. Okay. So not these. Maybe. Cut out. Let's see if I can combine them. Dang, I can't combine them. God, dog. I cannot combine them. Emphasize. Consistency to emphasize podcast consistency. Let's see. Let's see. I think that'll work. Let me see. Copy image. Let's see what it looks like when I edit. God, dog. No, you see on my camera. God, dog. Okay, so what I'm gonna do, since I did not create the images, oh my god. I'm gonna create the pictures for it, so that way I can just start working and calling people and just promoting and showcasing it. But I do understand that you have to have everything set up. Not necessarily everything, but you have to have something to offer your customers. And so that's the, oh man, it's frustrating. I thought I was done with it, but my goal is to be done with it today so I can start running ads and get more customer and get in front of more customers. So I'm going to cut this live short because it's boring just to watch me do that. And I'm going to come back tomorrow with hopefully finished images. Okay.